counterpane.
Are those two different?
No, they're the same.
Mm-hmm. What about something people used to have for warmth?
Blanket.
Or something they'd make?
Quilt.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone. For the children, you might make a...
pallet.
Okay. And talking about kinds of land, what would you call a field that might not be good for much but raising grass for just grazing?
It's pasture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about meadow or bio?
Meadow, yeah, it could be a meadow.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't use that word here much.
What would people say here, do you know?
Well, that could be for pasture, or it can be cut for hay.
Mm-hmm. What about land that's got water standing in it most of the time? Or a good deal of the time, you can't.
Mm-hmm. That's low land, it's soggy and boggy. I don't know if it has any certain name, but...
What about a swamp or marsh?
Yeah, marshland and swamp. Swamp. Uh-huh. Now, we used to call all that delta land swamp. But, of course, it's been drained now and a lot of levees and
mm-hmm.
built it up, and it can be used now. But back when I was a child, my father wanted to go to the swamp,
mm-hmm.
and Mama wouldn't let him move. She wasn't going to take her children up there. They'd all die with malaria and hematuria.
And what?
Malaria and hematuria. It was a disease that was carried by mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't know in that day and time.
Mm.
And they didn't even screen the houses.
Mm.
And even when they did, it didn't keep out the mosquitoes. They got in anyhow. And many a person did die with that malaria and hematuria.
Did the swamp have trees growing in it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cypress trees grow in water.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a lot of trees.
Mm-hmm. What about, what different kinds of soil are there?
Well, we have a lot of clay out here. It's red.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a loam, which is dark.
Is that good soil? Or?
That's good and rich. And that's about all I can tell you about soil, clay and loam.
What about down in the Delta?
Well, they have that rich loam mm-hmm. soil, and a lot of it is brought down, you know, by the... it overflows nearly every year by the water from up north.
Mm-hmm.
And when the snow melts, it all washes down, and they have these overflows, and that brings some nice, rich silt down and leaves mm-hmm. it on the ground, you know. And keeps building up and mm-hmm. enriching the soil.
Did you ever hear that soil called gumbo or buckshot?
Yeah, yeah. We've got some of it here on a hillside down